Technology and Our Children, They're Almost Like Addicts. By Corey Codell. Most schools embraced digital learning during and after the COVID pandemic, dramatically increasing students' screen time during the school day. Combined with the long hours many children already spend on screens outside of school, the result has been an unprecedented amount of daily screen exposure. But people are starting to push back. More than half of states have policies that limit or fully ban cell phones in schools. And many states and school districts have also enacted, or are considering, policies that limit screen use for instruction. Patrick Johan recently reviewed an instructional use screen time policy adopted by the Los Angeles Unified School District, which is scheduled to take effect this upcoming school year. Missouri is part of this broader trend. Last year, the state banned cell phone use during the school day, and lawmakers debated the Student Screen Time Standards Act during the 2026 legislative session, which would have curbed screen use for instruction. The Student Screen Time Standards Act didn't pass into law, but similar legislation will almost surely be introduced in 2027. The rationale for cell phone bans is that cell phones are a distraction. For laws that limit screens for instructional use, the idea is that screen-based instruction simply does not produce as much learning as face-to-face teaching. Technology offers many benefits, but it has been unable to replace the human interaction that many students, especially those from disadvantaged backgrounds, need to thrive in school. If we had a robust market for school choice, I would welcome schools that make technology central to their instructional model. Some students will undoubtedly flourish in those environments, and technology can support a level of personalized instruction that is difficult to achieve in a traditional classroom. Alpha School is an interesting model with promising early results. But in states like Missouri, where most students are still required to attend their residentially zoned public school, school districts should not use learning models that don't benefit most students. A recent article at The 74 discusses an unlikely ally in all of this: students themselves. The article explains how many students describe their relationship with technology in terms that resemble addiction. The author writes, begin quote, "They don't want to be on their phones 8 or 9 hours a day. They don't want to use AI to complete their assignments and short-circuit their ability to learn and grow. They know their attention span is stunted, but in so many circumstances, they simply can't resist." End quote. When the pandemic hit, schools shifted quickly toward technology-based instruction. It all happened very fast. However, as is often the case in such circumstances, the pendulum may have swung too far. Perhaps the clearest sign is the growing consensus for a course correction, from parents to teachers to policymakers, and increasingly, to students themselves. For more free market policy research and analysis, visit showmeinstitute.org. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.